The Brady Report. Thanks to Torrey Butchers. 41 Lake Street, Northbridge. Torrey.com.au.
Time now to head to the UK and Ender Brady joins us this morning, Carms. And I've got to ask you first, Ender, about the prolific rapist that's been jailed. Tell us about this story. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. Well, this is a truly appalling court case which has come to an end now. The defendant, a 36-year-old Indonesian man who came to the UK to study, Reinhard Sinaga is his name. He was living in the heart of Manchester city centre, and his modus operandi for a decade, he was going out at maybe midnight, 1 a.m, and he was targeting guys who'd come out of a pub. Obviously, a lot of drink taken, and he would give them another drink, or he would slip them this GHB, a date rape drug, basically, bring them back to his flat, abuse them. A lot of the times he filmed the abuse on his mobile phone and kept it. And then what happened, how he ended up getting caught, one of his victims woke up mid-assault and called the police, and the police in Manchester investigated. They have convicted him now of 48 counts of rape against men, heterosexual men, I should add. And basically, Manchester police believe there could be as many as 190 victims, 190 victims out there. And a lot of the victims, they'd no recollection of what happened to them, simply waking up in an apartment the next day after a night out in Manchester. Their memory wiped blank by this date rape drug. And this guy would then say, oh, you know, I saw you in a bad way. I was trying to help you. And a really evil, predatory, sexual abuser, basically, off the streets now. And he's been given multiple life sentences.
Wow. Now, I can't believe this next little story that you've got for us. A vegan burger that vegans can't eat. That can't be true. Come on.
Yeah, it's a strange one, this, because it's being marketed at people who are flexitarian. Maybe people who don't want to eat so much meat anymore for ethical reasons or environmental reasons. It is a plant-based burger being launched by Burger King. They're calling it Rebel Whopper. I haven't tried one yet, but they say it's every bit as tasty as a beef burger. I believe that when I see it. But why vegans can't eat it? It's grilled on the same cooking equipment as they grill their burgers, their beef burgers. So the end result is the Rebel Whopper, it's not going to go down very well in vegan or vegetarian circles, but it's an extra plant-based meal out there if anyone is so interested. It's getting a lot of attention, and of course it comes hot on the heels of Greggs the Baker last week launching a vegan steak bake. So a lot of vegan options out there, but this one vegans won't be touching.
No, and I'm interested by the name too, the Rebel Whopper. I think that's well named. Good on you, Ender. Thank you very much, mate, for your time.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great day.